Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to Friday's podcast. And thank you for joining us for the weekday podcast from Sugar Hill Church. Today is the 30th of September, and let's jump on in the text of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. Make it your ambition, the scripture says, to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands just as we told you. Now, maybe you're not a goal setter, but I am one of those people that seems like every week I have a goal, every day I have a goal, every month I have a goal, every year I have big goals. And I think oftentimes that we have common goals. We want to eat healthy. We want to exercise more. We want to get out of debt, or we want to take up a new hobby. If you're anything like me, your ambition for some of these goals greatly exceeds what you actually are able to accomplish. At times, I'll set a dozen super ambitious goals and just go after them, trying to pursue them for a few weeks. But by the time about 6 weeks rolls in, man, I can barely remember what those goals even were. Maybe you can relate. As we look to the scripture today, we're confronted with a really unusual goal. We're told to be ambitious, yet our ambition is to pursue a peaceful and quiet life. Now, if there's ever been a paradox, this is it. On the one hand, we're told to have great ambition to strive and seek after the goal set before us. Yet, unlike virtually every other goal, our ambition is directed toward a calm and gentle spirit that finds peace in the simple and the ordinary. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 131, verse 2, "But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me." At the root of our ambition, we often find discontent. I know I do. I set an expectation and then I'm discontented with what I have accomplished. We're unhappy with our lives, our health, or our jobs, so we seek new ways to expand our identities or enhance our lifestyle. But for the most part, this striving seems to fail, and it fails to deliver what it promises. And instead of finding contentment and peace, we find ourselves stuck in this vicious cycle of unrest and anxiety. You know what I want to challenge you to do? Make one very simple yet profound radical goal in your life today for this week. Be content to live a quiet life. Listen to that. Be content to live a quiet life. Now, this is going to be hard for some of us. Listen, this goal, I challenge you and I encourage you. Find out what the Lord is promising in quietude. Look for ways to find peace and joy in who God has made you to be. Encounter His blessings in small and simple ways. Finding satisfaction in His presence and in time spent with those you love. Listen, my friend, when you look for ways to find peace and joy, you will find it. Because you see, peace and joy is what God has made you to be full of. Free yourself from the pressure to perform and to land your dream job or to have some perfect body. Instead, take time this week to ambitiously pursue the peace and contentment that comes from leading a quiet and simple life with God and with others. Maybe take up this prayer. Lord, give us courage this week to direct our ambitions towards things that really matter to you. Find our hope and joy in knowing you, and let our souls be at peace and calmness with you. Oh, listen, my friend, as you head into the weekend, don't forget how important it is that over the next week that you literally focus on trying to have ambition to lead a quiet life. And you say, well, Chuck, I got too much going on around me. Then go ahead and ask the Lord and pray that scripture back to Him. Give me a peaceful life. God bless you. I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church.